Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Two Random Sheets podcast. He is panicking a bit at the moment, but what do we have on this week's episode?
This week's Mark. Episode is Britpop.
Britpop.
As simple as that. I've got that on cassette, Britpop. Play the music, not Britpop, just play the theme music. Bye, Josh.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast app asleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch Two Random Sheets.
Here we go, we're back in the room.
And we're back. We are back in the room.
We're back in the room.
We are talking Britpop. This is, I've got that on cassette, which two. Is basically, is it number 2?
Yes.
Yeah, first pop, time was
pop. And now
music.
We're doing Britpop.
Now we're doing Britpop. So this is basically us talking about a genre of music, like I've got that on tape.
Yep.
This is, I've got that on cassette.
Yeah, this is an ongoing series. This week's Britpop.
Chosen by you.
Yeah, I gave you a long list. I chose love songs and you was like, nah.
Yeah, we won't go down that road.
So we're doing Britpop.
We're doing Britpop
and everyone knows what Britpop is. You have got a list of what Britpop is. It's basically Oasis versus Blur.
That was the media hype. I'm going to read for you the first few lines from Wikipedia, which is what I was getting ready when you started. Britpop is a UK-based music and culture movement in the mid-1990s which emphasised Britishness and produced bright, catchy pop music, partly in reaction to the US-led grunge music and the UK's own shoegazing music scene. The most successful bands associated with the movement are Oasis, Blur, as you said, Suede and Pulp. Those groups would come to be known as the Big Four. The time span is generally considered to be 93 to 97, with 94 and 95 the main time during the battle of Britpop between the chart battle between Blur and Oasis being the epicentre of activity. While music was the main focus, fashion, art and politics also got involved, with artists such as Damien Hirst being involved in creating videos for Blur and being labelled as Britart or Britpop artists, and Tony Blair and New Labour aligning themselves with the music. Yeah. With the movement, sorry. So that is basically...
Is that old Tony Blair? Gee, we'll only get better.
Yeah, that was it, the Labour theme tune for the campaign. Of, I think it was the 1992 election. 94, something like that. But yeah, so that's basically what it is. It is them bands, Oasis and Blur...
The main two.
Were the main two because there was a media-driven chart battle.
Yeah.
Because they both decided to release a song on the same day and it was a massive chart battle.
Yeah.
Which Blur won...
But probably
Country was. House.
Yep.
Oasis brought out Roll With It at the same time.
You gotta roll
Blur
with
won
it.
The chart battle, but yeah, longevity and stuff like that. Oasis won the overall war, if you like.
But you know what? It's a bit like, I'm just going to use X Factor here. A bit like X Factor, where the winner don't always do as good as the second place.
Yeah, but it weren't that Blur didn't do as good. It was just that from a media and commercial success point of view, their albums were not as well received as... Oasis, but Oasis. Again, it all does come down to opinion. Because Oasis' third and fourth album, which was Be Here Now and Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, especially the Giants one, got slated. But there wasn't ever a Blur album that really got slated. But the trouble is that they're good albums, never done as well as
the
Oasis good albums.
Why did Giants get slated?
Just because people said, you know, it's like as soon as people get on a pedestal in this country,
all
that the media want to do is bring them down.
Got you.
That's what always happens in this country and possibly in the States as well. I don't know how it works out.
Yes, we don't need
to. So Oasis got to the top of their game. They played to 120,000 people at Nebworth in 1996. They'd only come out in 1994 and they were already playing two nights at Nebworth. I was at one of them.
You was there, yeah.
I was there at Nebworth. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant concert. And then it all sort of like was Britpop ended and they carried on making music because that's what they do, they're musicians.
Because they've only split up probably, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, but they was always splitting up and getting back together, weren't they? If Liam and
when Noah did the last album come out, do you know?
Oh, I don't know, about 5 years ago. Might even be more than that. I've lost track of time these days.
Right.
Well, I mean, 1996 is a long time ago. It's 30... No, it's not 30 years ago, is it?
Gee.
21 years ago.
Yeah.
So I was 24 when I went to that concert.
I was 3.
No, you wasn't. Such an idiot. So that's basically... But there were a lot of other bands involved. Like you said Pulp and Suede.
Yeah, well, you said them. That was the top
four. But you'd said, when we was discussing to have this as a subject...
I said Pulp.
You said Pulp. What were any other Britpop bands? There was Sleeper, Elastica. There was a group called Echo Belly. There was a lot of groups that had, a song that would do well on the charts. Elastica, funny enough...
What's their song? Because I don't know.
Their first album outsold... For a debut album or something like that, sold more than what Definitely Maybe did, which was Oasis' debut album.
Really?
Elastica. Justine Frischman was their lead singer, and she used to go out of Damon Albarn. So they was like, so that was all sort of connected. There was a group called Sleeper, which was female-led. Echo Belly were female-led. A group called Ride, Shed 7, people like that, that all sort of stemmed on from the Manchester scene of the Stone Roses.
Yeah.
And even if you want to go even before that, the Smiths in the early 80s, that then went into indie music, that then went into the Manchester scene, which then became this Britpop thing. And it was because grunge was going on, that they said apparently that everyone used to hang around in Camden, and they said Camden to Britpop was like Seattle to grunge.
And so grunge is like the Nirvana.
Grunge was your Nirvana and your Smashing Pumpkins and people like that. But that was a couple of years earlier. And I think that the British media and the British music scene wanted something to feel the voice. Don't get me wrong, it's all brilliant.
Yeah.
It's all absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And it is good music you sing along to. No one's going to say that one person's the best singer in the world.
Well, Spice Girls weren't Britpop.
No, Spice Girls heralded the end of it. Further down in that article, which I read all of earlier, Spice Girls sort of heralded the end of it, because it was like they came about in about 96, 97. And it was like, right, we're going to do this girl power movement. And everyone was like, oh, stuff Britpop, that's a thing of yesterday. Oh. It's all about girl power now. So, you know, the Spice Girls come out and it changed. Do you know what I mean?
It just but it is classed things. As a genre, isn't it? Not no more, really. But it,
what Britpop?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a music genre. What sort of music are you? Because when I was talking about the Shoe Starers, that sort of genre, which was just after the Manchester, which was a bit sort of a bit Stone Roses and all that. Because I think they're called Shoe Starers because did they not used to sort of dance like this? And they used to just swing their
arms. It's a lot like Ed Dan.
Ed Dan. Then it's almost maybe sort of early ways, not gothic really,
but stemming sort of, from a spin-off gothic. From gothic's that. Probably stemmed from that.
No, I think gothic was there before that. I would imagine that these Shoe Starers, there was people like the Inspiral Carpets, who Noel Gallagher was their roadie. Do you know what I mean? He was one of their roadies for Inspiral Carpets. And they had the big bass and bowl haircuts, and you had the flary trousers, which all sort of tied in with just after the Manchester thing and this and the other. So it all sort of blends in and makes all these little spin-offs, and some are successful and some ain't. But it's all media marketing, isn't it?
Of course it is.
At the end of the day, that's all that it boils down to, is media marketing. You gotta roll with it. You gotta take your time. You gotta say what you say. Don't let anybody get in your way, because it's all too much for me to take. That one.
Let's sing another one. Let's sing some Britpop songs now. We ain't done a lively bit. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Repeats and foodie in the country. Next.
Do a Pulp one. Do you remember the first time? I shouldn't have chosen that one, should I? That's a bit more. What's the Pulp one?
What's the disco?
Let's all wake up in the year 2000. Won't it be great when we're all fully
What's the one in the supermarket?
The supermarket?
He's pushing someone mad in a supermarket trolley.
Is that Supergrass, isn't it? No, it was Britpop.
We are young, we are free, we have teeth, nice and clean, see our friends. Oh, I'm out of words. He's dancing, he's gone for it. He's got dancing around the studio. Next. I'm going to keep him going. Next.
Yeah, but you're going to have to know him as well. You don't know any, do you?
I'll try. Just next.
What's the other Pulp song that he sings about?
That's the one with the video.
Shut your mouth and get a job. Grow some fags and smoke some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you never get... Watching vultures climb the wall. Common People.
Yeah.
You want to live like common people. You never do whatever common people do. Never said I come.
Next.
Oh, I'm running out of ideas.
You've got 4 more minutes of this.
4 more minutes of singing?
Yeah, go on, next.
I've got another song, what, from Britpop?
Yeah, Britpop. It can be another Oasis.
Oh, can it?
It can be anything.
I need to be yourself. You can be no one else. I'm feeling supersonic. Give me gin and tonic. You could have it all, but how much do you want it? He makes it laugh.
Next.
Another Blur one. What's a Blur one? There's no other way. There's no other way. All you can do is watch them play. I'm not much better, son, with the words.
Yeah, you know.
We are young.
No, you've done that. Next.
You need to be us. I've done that one as well. I'm running out of
time.
You want to live like...
Definitely maybe. What's the morning story with Glory? It's got to be someone that...
Oh, so don't look back in anger.
I just say,
do some American grunge.
Do some no, not blur. American grunge.
Tracy Jacks works in supermarket. Tracy Jacks
Is that Blur?
Yeah, that's off of Part Life.
What's that?
All the people. You look like him with that hat on, Phil Dunne. All go round.
Who else is there? Britpop.
Oh, I'm losing my throat. I'm losing the will to live.
Spice up your life.
So that's a little bit of Britpop. I've got a. I said last week I had a recipe. And I haven't got a recipe.
However, you said last week, this week I've got a recipe.
It is food related. I've got some tips to improve your bolognese.
Oh, it's Oxo Cube.
Yes, Oxo Cube's down there. Oxo Cube is down there. But if, because sometimes I have to do a big pack of mints, you might have to put two in.
If you're making a bolognese,
always put an Oxo Cube in. If you're doing a big bolognese, put two Oxo Cubes.
I've got a question for you with this.
Go on in.
You know now they do different flavour Oxo Cubes?
You just get your normal, original red one.
Because it opened that little tin that she keeps cubes and stuff.
And there was all different colour ones.
There was a purple one.
That's for turkey.
I think it was turkey.
Yeah, turkey, I think. Yeah, it's just a red and silver.
And I think there's a yellow one as well.
Or any sort of stock cube. It hasn't got to be Oxo. Other brands are available.
No, they ain't with Oxo.
So I like doing a bolognese. And this is a personal thing. And when I first done it, everyone's going, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that in my ass? What is going to taste like shit?
Raisin.
No. Get massive bundle of fresh basil.
Basil,
chop it all up.
Yeah.
And then, literally, before you serve it, put 3/4 of it in to your bolognese.
Basil. How much basil are we talking now?
I'm talking, get a packet from your supermarket and use the lot.
The lot?
Use the lot. Get a big packet and use as much as you can. Chop it all up, put it in, stir it round, and then serve it. You just chop it, but you want it small. I have to do it small in my house because they're fussy. But the difference it does to the flavour is amazing. And I always save a little bit back to sprinkle over the top at the very end. I like having it over the top. Because I like basil just with pasta on its own. Put some pasta, don't you? Put a bit of olive oil and then just put some fresh basil in it. And it's just lovely.
It's quite fresh basil, isn't it?
Worcester sauce. Always put Worcester sauce in your bolognese. Really? Always. Do you strain your mince as well? When you've browned the mince, get rid of all the fat.
Strain all that out.
Which I think everyone does anyway. Make sure you put oregano in. What else did I write down? I didn't even write
oregano. Oregano, what's that?
It's just another herb. Just put, it hasn't got to be fresh. And plenty of garlic. I know you said the other week you put two bowls.
Yeah, I was winding you up.
I know you was, but I would say minimum 4 cloves. Chopped up or minced or grated or however you want to do it. A minimum of 4 cloves. Definitely. Don't buy any of these sauces with extra garlic and all this. And if you want to add mushrooms. I don't because I don't like it in my ass.
You can sometimes add mushrooms.
I would add a mushroom. If I had a choice, I would rather add a mushroom.
I've read something on how you do the spaghetti. Well, because I was getting annoyed. I don't know if I've told you this. I was getting annoyed that when I do the spaghetti, I know you mix yours in, so this ain't really relevant for you. When I'm doing the spaghetti, it was getting a bit sticky.
Yeah.
So when you pull one bit out, everything's coming.
Yeah.
Not as bad as that, but it's pretty much. So I googled some things and tips on how to make. It's quite a known thing. Spaghetti can get sticky.
Yeah.
What you do, and it worked. Right, you put it in the biggest pan you've got.
Yeah.
You fill as much water as you can in the pan.
It's got to be a huge pan of boiling water.
Yep, even if you've only put two strands of spaghetti in, you constantly stir it.
For 10 minutes it's boiling.
For the 10 or whatever minutes it's boiled. But no, you don't have to be constant, but as good as. You can go away from it and have a quick tonk if you want. But you want to get almost a vortex going in the pan.
So almost as if he's going to do a poached egg.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, but I've never done a poached egg. But so you're spinning it.
Yeah.
And the water's more. You ain't even putting no effort in. It's taking itself.
Because the water, your momentum.
You're still,
when you run around in a swimming pool.
Yeah. That's the swimming pool one. You just do it at school. So you'd give it the old thing, and apparently what it does and it works. It's that sticky stuff, the starch on the spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's the force of water's pulling it off.
Ah, that's good, isn't it?
And it works. It's hard work.
Because a lot of people and the chefs on TV say, no, that's rubbish. They put oil in their boiling water because they think it's going to stop it sticking. You don't have to.
I can't quote this, but I'm sure that was from old Jameski.
You know the other thing I do as well? I cook my pasta. I put a chicken stock cube in the boiling water. I cook it in chicken stock.
What does that come out like? Super noodle?
No, it just adds a little dimension to the pasta.
Tongue? Oh, I don't even know. We don't tonk it.
It just adds another flavour to the pasta. You don't always have to do it with bolognese. I just think it adds if you're just having a normal pasta, because like you say, I mix my pasta round into the bolognese sauce.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what my pasta's been cooked in.
Yeah.
But pasta's quite bland and I don't use salt. So if I'm doing a pasta dish that isn't going to be mixed in, I will always cook it in a stock cube. Like what I said with the basil and olive oil pasta. The other thing as well that I do is when I've strained it is I put a little bit of olive oil in as well. That keeps it all separated. Because sometimes you can't serve it instantly. Because pasta goes cold really quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes you might be, right, I've strained it. Oh, look, I've just got to quickly move this. And it
How
might
do you
be...
know when your pasta's done?
I taste it.
Yeah, you pull a strand out.
Pull a strand out, yeah. And or if it shapes, I pull the shape
sometimes
out.
When I pull a bit out and it's still got a crunch in it, I quite enjoy that bit.
Yeah, but people prefer it like that, don't they? People like it al dente. I like it just past.
Is that what it's called? Al dente?
Yeah, when it's got a little bit of bite in it. But there's a difference between overcooked and mushy and undercooked.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the full milk crunchy.
No,
but
exactly.
The odd one you pull out, you think, that's probably because I'm starving at the time.
But I do that with all food. I do that with all food. How do you know it's cooked? Well, I taste it.
Yeah.
They say you know it's
cooked. Do you know what I'm the worst, world's worst at knowing when it's cooked is meat.
Meat?
If I'm cooking anything, I'm always calling the wife and saying, is this cooked? And she cuts it open, see if it's cooked. She can tell instant. When I'm doing a barbecue, is that burger cooked? She's like, shh.
Yeah.
She can tell. Chicken. Shh.
See, I can roast a chicken better than anyone. I do a brilliant roast chicken.
Better than Gordon Ramsay?
Better than his. I would challenge him to a roast chicken.
He's even this, and he's punched someone. The person next to me, he's just punched.
I would challenge him to a my roast chicken would taste nicer than
is
this.
Is yours one you go to the shop and pay £3.50 it's already cooked?
Yeah, mate. It's better than that.
They're a bit greasy, aren't they?
Mine ain't greasy at all. Superb. But the other side of that is, I've tried and
you
tried.
You do put a potato in it, don't you? No. I'm sure you told me this.
No, sometimes if there's a little potato lying around or a big one, I might cut one up. But usually I choose about a quarter of an onion and whack that in.
Ah, I knew
more
you said
flavour, see, because as the onion cooks it.
But what does the potato do?
I don't know. People just put things in the middle of a chicken, and I don't know why.
I put me watching one once.
As much as I'm good and would always brag about how good I am at cooking a chicken, I cannot for the life of me cook a joint of beef. Whether I put it in the oven, I can't cook it. I cannot get it.
Do you
right.
sear it first or whatever it's called?
No, I recently sear it, same thing.
I've got to say for Josh. No, it's poof.
So yeah, moving on from food, as we're on the Britpop episode, I hope you're enjoying this Britpop sit.
We've done 20 minutes of spag bowl.
I had a couple of good jokes come up. I haven't done a joke for ages, and I've got a poem to
read. If you want
to
be my lover.
I've got so much stuff to read. There isn't enough time. Friendship never ends. My wife just left me because of my obsession with cricket. It's really hit me for six.
Geek.
I got really emotional at the petrol station this morning. I don't know why, I just started filling up.
Hey!
A waitress screamed, "Does anyone know CPR?" And I shouted, "Yeah, I know the whole alphabet." Everybody laughed. Well, except everyone, except this guy.
Oh, shit.
That's a bit rubbish, and I told it wrong as well. Me and my girlfriend had sex in the car last night, but it was pretty uncomfortable. I wish we dropped her parents off first. Wait, I ain't even got, do you know, I got a fact here about Jesse James. We were talking about the old westerns.
Sing like
Jesse James, an outlaw, once gave a widow who housed him enough money to pay off her debt collector and then robbed the debt collector as the man left the widow's home.
Did he?
That's how good is that story?
Is that complete true?
Yeah, it's Jesse, it's a picture of the boy there.
Does that mean it's true? Because it's someone's
yeah,
put a picture
up. Yeah, it's true. It's true. If it's not true, I'm furious.
We take it as true.
I once got an erection during a routine prostate examination. I tried to laugh it off, but it was really obvious. Anyway, I got struck off being a doctor. We know more about space than we do about the deep in our oceans.
Ocean, yeah. I've heard that one before.
So. I've just applied to take part in an adult movie. The advert says male applicants must be bigger than 7 inches. I should be fine because I'm 6'2". We're laughing.
Yeah.
I've just been in hospital having a large mole removed from my penis. I won't be shagging one of those again.
That's not bad. That's the best one.
Every day, 7% of the US eats in McDonald's.
Really?
7%.
How many people in the US, roughly?
I don't know.
How many people?
Answers on a postcard. It's about 300 million, isn't there?
How many people in the world?
About 5 billion.
What is there in this country? About 25 million?
No, it's about 60 million.
60 million?
About 60 million. US is about 350 million.
Are you sure?
Or is it more than that? Is it 500 million?
I don't know.
US listeners, tell us how many people
what country,
in your road.
What country?
And we'll do an average.
Has the most people in it?
India, or is it China?
Oh, is it?
Might be India or not. Because isn't Russia's the biggest country?
Russia's
but
massive.
But per person per square Nyet. Mile, it's like it's got no one.
Nyet.
Bloody if it's Ivan. What a day. The police came round and accused me of stealing my neighbour's underwear. I nearly shit her pants.
Not bad.
I asked my gym instructor if he could teach me to do the splits. He said, "How flexible are you?" And I said, "Well, I can't make Tuesdays."
That's quite good. I like that one. He's a non-ended.
Whenever it rains, my wife just stands at the window looking kind of sad. Maybe I should let her in.
He's still going.
The human brain uses the same amount of energy as a 10-watt light bulb. Some lions mate over 50 times a day. I wish I was a lion. An entire city's gone missing in Yorkshire. Police are looking for leads.
Are you reading the whole of the internet?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Are you done? Have you got it out of your system?
I'm getting the quiz book out anyway. It's time for the quiz book.
Let's go for the hat-trick each. There's pop in there.
Oh, there's going to be pop.
I think there might be Britpop.
No, there isn't.
Go to the thing.
Easy. Now, it's just pop. I think you're thinking of pot. Pop the 60s. There isn't going to be a Britpop. I'm going to be spending the whole of the rest
Pass
of the
that book. I'll see it last time.
There's not going to be a Britpop question.
I've seen it because
that pop albums.
That book come out with pop. Britpop was about.
Pop albums, pop musicals.
Look for B.
No, it's not in alphabetical, is it? It's just listed. I'm trying to scan through it quickly. I'm in mediums now. I can't see Britpop's going to be medium. Is it celebs? I can do pop music anyway.
Pop music.
Fine. Number ones. Do you want that?
No. Whatever we're doing, we've got to go for medium. Easy is too easy, but medium's too hard. But you need some more fun to it.
Right, yeah. So do you want a musical one? That is.
I don't want musicals. I can't.
No, I don't mean musicals. I'm saying a music-based theme for the quiz.
It's got to be music.
What about the 90s?
Yeah,
it's not going to be music.
Let's do the 90s.
Pop superstars or the 90s.
Let's do the 90s.
227.
Is this level two?
This is level two.
Right, for the hat trick.
The 90s. For the hat trick. Here we go. And the answers are on page 225.
225. You're
backwards.
What are you doing?
Right. Here we go. Pick a number between 1 and 30.
15.
15. Which city hosted the 1992 Olympic Games?
USA. No.
Which city? Think of a Freddie Mercury song. He sang a song about a place.
Mamma mia, let me... Barcelona!
Yeah, he's got it, the boy. You have that. Number between 1 and 30.
Struggle. 15. Barcelona!
I knew you was going to do it. 12. Jonathan
Aitken. 10, I meant.
All right. On TV, who were the Long Johns? What?
Long John Silver? I don't know. No. I'm out.
John Bird and John Fulton.
Pass me the book. Keep it on that page, though.
Keep it
you
on
can't
that
have
page.
12 or 15.
All right.
I'm out. I've got one white just about.
All right.
Go on, 1 to 30.
25. My age.
Who did 22-year-old model Rachel Hunter marry in 1990?
Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes because I know that was it as well. That's who I was going to say. Why am I getting
Stacey's one? Stacey's mum has got it going
Next.
On. What? Next what?
Number.
Hold
up. Stacey's mum's got
Isn't that Rachel Hunter in that song?
I don't know.
Good Charlotte, isn't it? Stacey's mum has got it going on. Listeners, tell us. What a number. Number three. Number three.
The invasion of which country sparked off the Gulf War? You don't know.
Kuwait.
He's having that.
Is
for,
it?
Yeah, for the hat-trick. Number.
9.
Barcelona. This is football related. For the football sheet.
What?
Paul Stewart, do you know him?
Yeah.
Scored.
Mm.
An FA Cup goal.
Right.
For which team? He's struggling. Well, let me see. What number did you say?
9, that was.
You?
Tottenham.
Yeah.
Was it?
He's got the hat-trick.
Hat-trick for the boy Winston.
On medium, is that medium?
Yes, medium.
Hat-trick on medium. Poetry Corner.
Poetry Corner. Oh, I need my glasses.
This is a bit where I'll go out for a little while, isn't it?
No, you're standing there. You've been out once already. Oh, that was last week.
Donk.
Life is Precious, this is called. Life is Precious, written by my own fair hand. The gracefulness of a butterfly, how gentle and fragile they seem, gently fluttering on a calm summer's day, floating like a dream. But sadly, their time is over, hardly before it's begun. So enjoy your special moments, like a butterfly in the sun.
I like them.
Beautiful.
I do like them little poems.
Do you want some horror files? You know, the horror.
Do you know next time you read them poems, I think you should name the author.
That was John Reed, 2012. Just to give the guy some credit. I'm going to do some horror files, just a couple of little scary... we've had 2 more likes on that picture. I need to
check our Instagram page out. We're going crazy.
58 people have liked
the
picture.
You know what, after this episode, we need to put a picture up just to keep the momentum.
What, with all them fingers?
Yeah, more than them, if you can remember.
I need to find horror files.
I've got a tip for you.
Go on.
Tip of the week.
Tip of the... It's the tip.
It's the tip of the week.
Of the week.
This is for all you social media fans out there, this tip. If you're on Instagram, add as many hashtags as possible. You will get more likes.
Oh.
That's tip of the week.
Oh, okay. Just come Excellent.
Up. Just come up with that.
Scary time.
Oh, is this that horror file?
Turn the lights low. Shut the curtains. Do not look outside. It's midnight. It's the witching hour. It's time.
You need the...
It's time for horror files. Often overlooked is the night blindness caused by looking at a bright screen in a dark room. You can't see them, but they can see you.
Never bad. Probably the worst one out of the lot you've ever done.
Is it?
It's a big old build up and I expected more.
While you lay awake at night and stare out of your window into the shadows just beyond the trees, I want you to know I stare back.
Yeah, that's good. I knew that was what it was going to be.
It's predictable, but I liked it. I awoke and in a daze I heard it. Mummy, a small voice says from just outside my bedroom door. Can I sleep with you? I live alone.
Right, can I just ask you something about horror files?
Yeah.
You know when we do trial?
Yeah. I'm not reading none of these.
Would you want to do the first 10 minutes reading them? Okay, no.
You wake up. This is the final one. You wake up to the sound of the bulb in your nightlight shattering. And in your dark, pitch black bedroom, something whispers into your ear. Lights out.
I love their horror files. On this brilliant Britpop episode.
Yeah, this horror files, Britpop.
You gotta roll with it. You gotta take your time. You gotta see what you see.
Don't let anybody...
I'm all...
I don't think it was a genre we could have kept down for half an hour.
We'd done 5 minutes
of
it, didn't
we? We'd done 9 minutes of Britpop. 5 minutes of that was singing. 4 minutes we read something off of Wikipedia. Can I go home?
Yeah, you can actually.
Can I?
Just if you keep talking for another 2.5 minutes.
I'll give it 2.5 more minutes. What do you want me to do for 2.5 minutes? I will sing you a song. Red lorry, yellow lorry, red yellow lorry, lorry.
We've got to keep it Britpop related.
Britpop related.
Did you like the Britpop era?
Yes, I did. I was a big fan. I meant to see Oasis, didn't I? I saw Blur as a support band.
For Oasis?
Before Britpop, no. For the Soup Dragons.
Oh, where they now?
At the Academy Brixton. You know what they sang, didn't you? And this was just before Britpop. I'm free to do what I want any old time. That was shoegazing.
Who was your favourite Britpop band?
Oasis.
Yeah, I love that as well.
I never.
I do quite like Pulp, some of their songs.
Yeah, they had some good songs. There was a few. I'm just...
Slade are quite good.
Slade? Suede.
Chase the Dragon.
Suede.
Suede.
Slade.
Suedski.
What was his name? Can you remember his name, the lead singer?
He's still
Suede.
About any the boy.
Yeah. You remember his name? It says here, Oasis, Pulp, The Verve, Supergrass.
And The Verve, I forgot about
Supergrass, who we've sung. Cast, Placebo, were in there.
Ah.
Space. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. Sleeper and Elastica.
I like Placebo.
Britpop groups brought British alternative rock into the mainstream and formed the backbone of a larger British cultural movement called Cool Britannia.
Cool,
and it was
Britannia.
The popularity of the pop group The Spice Girls snatched the spirit of the age from those responsible for Britpop. So there you go.
So the end of Britpop was basically Spice Girls.
Here we go. Bands associated with Britpop. Ash,
Britpop?
Black
Grape.
Ash, Black Grape, Blur, The Boo Radleys, Cast, The Divine Comedy, Elastica, Cooler Shaker, Oasis, Ocean Colour Scene, Pulp, Sleeper, Suede and Supergrass. Boo Radleys, that was a summer's gone, day spent with the dad.
Did you say Ash on there?
Ash, yeah. Ash done a few good songs, didn't they? They done do you remember
the time when a girl from Mars?
I don't know if you knew that. Oh, we play up late day cards and we went to cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, girl from Mars. Oh, here we go, look. There's also the Blue Tones.
Who are they?
Dodgy.
Dodgy.
If it's good enough for you,
it's good enough.
Echo Belly.
Echo Man.
They'd add I want to do great things. Don't want to compromise. Some of these I know of. Jean.
No.
Heavy Stereo. Marion. Me. No. Menswear. My Life Story. Northern Uproar.
No.
Oasis. Ocean Colour Scene. Powder. Pulp. Salad.
Ocean Colour Scene.
Shed 7. I could deny,
but I never realised I'm still chasing rainbows. That's Shed 7. That's a great tune. That's the only
You've
one
got
I know.
Different glasses on today.
Yeah, I've lost a pair of my glasses, yeah. Inside. I've lost a pair of my
you
glasses.
You might have left them down Karavansky.
No, I had them, I think I've lost them at work.
Really?
I think that's been left on the desk and I've not took it home and then someone's come along and moved it. Why is that making a funny noise?
It's just hot. Have you spoke to anyone?
I asked, but I haven't really been there when there's been that many people there over the last couple of weeks, so I haven't.
I would have asked the band. I didn't realise you lost them.
No, because I wasn't sure and I've had my ass upside down.
But
so
you're now convinced.
And it's frustrating because I have a pair for work and I have a pair for home.
I've not scanned around
the one pair.
Work for anything, so they could be in anywhere.
Yeah, I've looked all through my locker.
Oh.
But that's about it. I haven't looked anywhere else. But yeah, so that's Britpop. Anyone got any ideas for genres, except for love songs, then write into us. TwoRandomSheets@gmail.com. Look at the website, www.2randomsheets. And also, check out YouTube. Subscribe, share it, like it, send us some comments.
Check out the links below.
The podcast is always going to be here, but we do a few little silly things on YouTube from time to time. Don't forget to watch our film that is out now, Under the Sheets.
It came out
a few weeks ago.
Ah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, watch it. 52
I've got
minutes.
Oscar for that.
52 minutes, get some popcorn.
52 minutes of gold.
Of course it is. We're up for an award already. It's only been out for 3 weeks.
I bet it ain't even out yet, is it? No.
Yeah, it is.
I bet it ain't.
You better be.
Right, see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast after sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat. The only way to watch Two Random Sheets. They live their lives on the road. Just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold, but the other's getting old. The only way to watch Two Random Sheets. They met some people on the road. Some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just the jokes. With coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers. They don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks. Neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards. When you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping. Spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet. The only way to watch. The only way to watch.